Unknown Square presents Out of the Ashes. Episode 12. The Holder of the Bloody Mace.
Tell me again why we didn't take the bus.
I already told you, we can't sneak in driving a bus.
But...
you do a lot of complaining.
Right? Glad someone else sees it.
Why do we have to sneak in anyway?
I was told something shady's going on around here.
Who told you?
Watchtower. Hey look, we're getting close. The plan is to stop right outside Man's Harbor. I think it should provide enough cover for us to get in unnoticed.
Did you tell him everything we learned so far?
Yeah, he knows everything we know so far.
Tanya, I remember Luther said you picked up on bad vibes. You feeling anything right now?
None yet. Another storm is one pretty bad vibe.
What does that mean?
It means the energy surrounding the stone is a bit negative. You may feel it as we get closer.
I thought Nick made the stone. He doesn't seem bad. How could the stone have that sort of energy?
Well, it was a pretty dark period in his life.
What happened?
I think he should answer that.
Well, who knows when we'll get that.
Are we there yet?
Relax. We're close.
Finally. Yeah. That feels good.
You said we needed to make contact with the radio guy, right?
Yeah. I told him I'd make contact when we arrived. I think he should explain the situation.
We should go into one of these homes for a while, till we can get the lay of the land.
I agree. We don't know if there's anything around here. For now, we should have some kind of cover.
I agree. Go down to that house. Make sure it's clear. We'll grab the rest of the stuff.
Yeah, we'll meet you over there.
Don't take too long.
I've been thinking about something.
What's that?
They've been calling this the Roanoke Philosopher's Stone. So, is there more than one?
Good question. We'll have to ask Tanya about that later. All right, that's everything. Let's go. So, I guess the house is clear?
Yeah. There's even some canned fruit left inside.
That's dope. I'll set this up in the dining room.
Tanya, so you're a witch too, right?
Yes.
So when are we going to see something from you? Like, stop time or something?
What makes you think I haven't already stopped time on you?
Well, because you haven't, though. Have you? Seriously, though. Luther, has she?
No, Chris, I have not. I really don't want to use my powers, so I put a binding spell on myself.
And what if you need to use them one day?
The binding spell can be broken if I speak a chosen word, but I won't need to. I've gotten along fine without them, and really, I just want to be normal.
That's weird.
What is?
You saying you just want to be normal.
Well, I do.
Well, I mean, normal can have many meanings to different people. Like, you were raised a witch, and for most of your life, being a witch was normal. You know, a lot of people even wish they could have powers, and that's normal to them.
Well, they can have mine.
Or maybe your powers are your own, and running from that is pointless.
Hey, radio's up. Everyone gather around. Hey, Watchtower, come in.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, I've got everyone here, and we're at the site.
So for a while, I had communication with a few people in that area. We shared information and theories about what's been going on in the world. At one point, they said there was an increase in activity on the road leading into Roanoke Island. They were concerned because they never had seen any of those people before. But they weren't surprised. The island provides a great defense with only two roads leading in and out. They decided to lay low and not get involved. Then, one by one, I began to lose contact with them, until there was no one left.
What do you think happened to them?
I can't say for certain, but Terry, the last one, said he thought he heard some voices outside of his home before he went dark. Now, that can mean anything in today's world, but you should be careful. If you plan to go onto the island, I would take extreme caution. I can't say for certain that the new inhabitants of the island had anything to do with it. But while we've seen things, we can't forget that sometimes monsters are good at playing human.
That's not comforting. Thanks for that. We'll let you know what we find.
Thanks.
So, any thoughts?
Tanya, are you picking up on any vibes now?
No. I don't feel anything.
So maybe it's not a monster?
No. Just because I don't sense it doesn't mean it's not here.
And if it is just people, then what?
We could just try to talk to them.
And tell them what? We need to look around the island for the fabled Philosopher's Stone?
Yeah, why not? They may want to help.
I think the less people know outside of our group, the better.
I agree. If we put this information out there, we run the risk of people's greed getting the better of them.
And let's not forget Watchtower's warning. For now, let's just look around, see if we can find a way onto the island and avoid detection.
I think we can see a good amount of area from the roof. Follow me.
You were right. This is a good vantage point.
I can see the way to the island through my scope. It looks like they blocked the road with concrete dividers. There's a few people standing guard.
Why would they have people standing guard?
We should pick this up at daybreak.
She's right. We should wait for what little light we can get from the sun.
Okay, well, let's head back in. Let's try to get some rest. I call the master bedroom.
You can't call the master.
I don't really care, so long as the room has a bed.
Me too.
Everyone, get some rest. We'll meet in the living room in a few hours.
Is that?
What is that?
We don't know.
Is that someone knocking at the front door?
Can't be. No one knows that we're here.
There's a group of people outside.
What? How do they know we're here? What should we do?
Let's just answer the door. They know we're here, and they're not going away.
They could be dangerous.
They're knocking and waiting for an answer. They're the most polite kind of dangerous.
Okay, look, grab your rifles. Luther, go on the roof. Izzy, find a window on this floor. Chris, you come down with me.
Okay.
What's up? How can I help you?
Greetings, brother. It's a glorious evening, is it not?
I guess.
I wanted to welcome you to this community. It's rare that we get people to the area.
Yeah, well, I'm just passing through. Just needed to rest a bit.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, that is a shame. We were hoping you would join us this evening for a celebration we're having.
What are you celebrating?
A birth.
That's nice. We need things to celebrate, especially in these times.
It is. It is. It's a glorious thing to behold. Why don't you talk it over with your other companions?
No. It's fine. I wouldn't want to intrude.
I assure you, it's no bother.
All right, I'll consider it.
Excellent. I will let the guards at the gate know to expect you. Farewell.
What the hell was that?
Phew. That was intense.
Yeah, it was. And did you see the smiles on their faces?
That was the first thing I noticed. They were creepy.
Yeah, they were. Like, don't drink the Kool-Aid creepy.
If they have Kool-Aid, I'll stay far from it.
That would be a smart decision.
I felt something intense coming off them. We should be careful.
Well, didn't need you for that vibe check.
So what are we gonna do? This seems like the perfect opportunity for us to get on the island without having to be sneaky.
It does, but this whole thing makes me uneasy. They knew we were here, and knew how many people are in here. Almost like they've been watching us this whole time.
Yeah, I caught that too. But despite all that, this is a good chance to look for the stone.
Luther and Chris are right. We should go.
Something's telling me we should stay away. But we came here for the stone, and we should get it.
All right, well, looks like we're going. I will get dressed.
Yeah, see, you got very comfortable.
Man, shut up.
You think they'll let us take our guns in?
I'm not giving it up for any reason.
We shouldn't attract unwanted attention. If it's required, we should comply.
We'll just wait and see.
I'm ready. Anyone have any ideas on how we're going to do this?
I was thinking about this earlier. I think we should split up when we get the chance. It would seem a little weird if we all tried to leave the celebration at once.
And how you suggest we split up?
Well, I think... Dad, since you've been reading Flamel's journal nonstop since we got it, you should go with Tanya to retrieve the stone, while the rest of us keep up with the charade.
I'm fine with this if everyone else is.
Whatever gets us that stone.
Tanya, you've been pretty quiet. Are you okay?
I still feel like something is off with all of us. But I'm fine with this plan.
Well, then we'll need to stay alert. Let's head over.
They lit some pretty big fires.
No need to worry about us losing our way then.
They're really waiting for us.
I'm so glad you could join us. We've been waiting for you.
And we're glad you're willing to share this celebration with us.
The ceremony is about to begin. Please, follow me.
So how long have you lived here?
It hasn't been too long now.
Okay, a transplant. So where were you at before?
All over.
Why did you choose to stay here?
This is a nice place to be, don't you think?
It is a nice setting.
Where is the mother to be? I would like to congratulate her personally.
You'll get the chance to celebrate with us later. We're here.
Okay, was that whole turnaround thing rehearsed?
Follow me. As our honored guests, you can sit here.
Okay, thank you.
Please, enjoy yourselves here. I'll be back later to check on you.
Okay. My creepy meter just spiked.
Yeah, something's off here.
I told you something wasn't right.
You were right. With that in mind, everyone stay safe. Tanya, let's head over to the tree. Here it is.
What's the first step?
It's right here. The first step involves a transmutation circle. There was a symbol. Hold on. Here it is. I need to draw this. Give me a minute. I'll do it right now.
Did you feel that?
What?
I've got to get back.
What? Why?
Something big is coming.
If it's that serious, then I should hurry. What's next? Of course, I need some blood. Okay. Here we go.
Est lapis cortis, secreto fonte supportus.
This is a weird baby shower.
I'm beginning to see this is not a birth in the traditional sense.
You're just now figuring that out.
It's time for you to play your part in this birth. Grab them! It is a very important
you
part.
You bastards! I'm gonna kill you
your
all!
Your souls will be the nourishment my master needs after his long slumber. My lord will rise from the depths and consume my soul to fill me with his unbounded power. And I will move through this desolate world, leaving a pile of bodies of all those who will not bow down and join my ranks. Fighting will be futile. Resistance, foolish. Death and destruction will be left in my wake. Prepare yourselves for your new god. Rise and claim what's yours, Aeshma, my master. My lord, I am your humble servant, and I am ready to be your vessel.
Vessel? Does it look like I need a vessel?
But I have prepared my mind and body. You will need me to move about the earth.
You know nothing of my family. To think we would need any of Adam's weak descendants to help us is laughable.
But I have...
That's right! Let me go!
Are they leaving?
Of course! They summon him, then run scared when shit gets real.
Did you see that? He just punched that guy across the field!
Shut up.
You all die on this day!
I won't let you do this.
Again, the arrogance.
Cerebellum.
You do this.
How do you plan to stop me?
Okay, well, first phase done. Now where the hell is the stone? This old place kind of looks like the dimension that Nicholas was living in. Okay, let's focus. What did he say about finding the stone? Reach into the heart of the room. Reach into the heart of the room. Okay, that's not very helpful. What's that? That pulsating light. It's coming from the floor. But there's nothing in the room to make that image. That's it. Or it looks like it. How do I get it? There's nothing here. I thought he said all the instructions were in here. Okay, I'm just gonna go for it. Oh no! I've gotta hurry!
Playtime is over.
I've got it!
David!
Was that kick supposed to hurt me?
What he has, Will. Give me the stone.
Here.
Oh, a philosopher's stone. When my powers fully return, we'll continue this fight.
So we're just going to let him get away?
I was going to force him back with the boost I received from the stone. Agaseshma knew what was about to happen. He's definitely going to meet up with Serena.
That's not good, right?
No, it's not.
But you used your magic.
That's right! You did it, and it was awesome!
Why did you do it?
If I didn't, we would be dead. I couldn't allow that.
Well, I for one am glad you did. You're incredible.
Dad, you're shivering. Come over to this fire. We need to get you warm.
Let me see that book. I want to try.
Tanya, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Hey, where do I start?
Chris, stop before you hurt yourself.
Out of the Ashes. Written and edited by Vincent C. Davis. Starring Cedric Willis as Chris, Mana as Tanya, Joshua Cookingham as Luther, Vincent C. Davis as David, Claire Doden as Vanessa, David Hsu as General Caldwell and Elwin, Kira Comages Davis as Maya, Michelle Lang as Lena, Julian Daly as Captain James Scott, Giuseppe Veneziano as Sergeant Eddie Morales, Rachel Pulliam as Arena, Aaron Summersby as Izzy, Gabriella Hall as Danny, Naomi Richards as Serena, featuring the voice of Sean Moreau as Eshma.